So I'm at PopCon today. I'm joined by, what is your full name?
I'm Brian David Judkins.
Okay. And then what would you call your company here? What would we call this?
So this is an art collection called Ukiyo Pop that is a contemporary inspiration of ukiyo-e artwork.
I see a lot of it is pop culture centric, like we have Pokemon over here, Final Fantasy, Star Wars. Do you make your own like original style in that original Japanese?
Well, yeah, I mean, we consider this original artwork because it's referential, it's more inspiration. We're not out to sort of make, we're out to make recognizable concepts. Mm-hmm. We're taking, ukiyo-e was the world's first pop art.
Yeah.
So it is in its at its basis, it is a pop culture art form. So we wanted to take pieces that were inspired by current pop culture and kind of showcase what that artwork would look like translated into a different art form, into a different time period, a different sort of culture's representation, and find the similar concept.
How do you make your artwork?
Well, we do a combination of mixed media. So we start with ink. I have some traditional ink supplies.
It's right here, actually.
So we do ink paintings traditionally on paper, and then I usually scan those in and do coloring digitally. It allows us to print stuff en masse and keep it very affordable.
How much of it is digital that you do?
It all ends up digital. I mean, we print it digitally. We also do, depending on the work, we do some like cool effects with the work. Like I said, it's contemporary, so my goal isn't necessary to perpetuate a 400-year-old craft. We're just trying to create a through line between traditional and the digital age. Because that's kind of, I think, where we are in pop culture right now. There's a lot of old analog enjoyment, but then as we move forward into this sort of short form digital age, we're just trying to bridge the gap.
As someone that owns over 1,000 records, I understand the older thinking.
Yeah, absolutely.
So how long does it take you to make one of these? Dependent on the size, of course.
Right. Well, size is also dependent, but I think it's also... sometimes it can be very deceptive. I think the more complicated the piece, obviously, is going to take more time. Some of these are surprisingly quick. Some of the pieces that seem very complicated are actually rather fast to make. Honestly, it all comes down to line work. If there's a lot of complicated lines, it takes a very long time. If the artwork is a little more sort of natural and flowy, it really doesn't take that much time at all.
Yeah. How long have you been making these?
Well, we did the first series, which is the Avenging Ukiyo-e series. Did that back in 2012.
Okay.
I was inspired by the Marvel Cinematic Universe. I really just wanted to kind of do something different to sort of take a breath from Disney shoving a bunch of movies down our throats.
Yeah.
I felt like I got to the time where I was going to see the movies because I was obligated to, not because I wanted to. So we took a step back and did it, and it got some online popularity. People were really enjoying it. I've been doing game illustration for a couple years at that point. And then I did a couple more because I had more ideas. And then eventually my wife was like, you really need to start going and exhibiting that stuff. And kind of went from there.
Have you been thinking about putting out like a compilation art book?
Yes. I just have so much work back catalog that I want to do. And a lot, we go to conventions all the time, and then somebody will come up with a great idea, and then that has to like find its way in. Or we're doing a series, so we have to get all the pieces done for the series, and then we also have these big giant exclusives that we put out every 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
So a compilation book would be fantastic. If I ever have the time to put it together.
And with like funding and like Kickstarter, we have all these different kind of crowdfunding things. I think it wouldn't be too far-fetched to think of doing that.
Yeah, it's interesting. I've never dared the world of Kickstarter before. I don't know. It's just never been... I've never participated, and I've never tried to raise money for it. I hear a lot of people have great success, especially in the gaming industry, but it's certainly something to look into.
I've definitely bought art books through Kickstarter.
Cool.
And I truly do love your artwork. I love the older Japanese style.
Oh, thank you very much.
So if you ever did a Kickstarter, I would 100% back.
Oh, cool.
You can hold me to that. This is a legal binding document right now.
Done.
So, of course, since we're about movies.
Sure.
What's the last movie you saw?
The last movie I saw was...
What was the last movie we just saw? We just went to the theaters. What did we see? This is like dead time in your podcast. You're going to have to edit this out. Oh, well, the last actual physical movie we saw was the Lego Batman film. That's far from the first time I've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last new film that I saw was Logan?
Logan, yes.
Logan, okay.
We saw Logan Noir.
Right, we saw Logan Noir. I waited. I didn't see it in color.
Okay.
Because I was a little slow getting to the theater, and then we heard that the Noir was coming out. We're from Chicago, and there's a wonderful theater in Chicago called the Music Box. Which is a very, it's a very, very old rustic theater that they've kind of upkept, but it's like from back in the days of the 30s when going out to the movies was a rare thing that you got to do. And they do all sorts of stuff. They have like 70 millimeter screens that they do for like big things, and they do special productions. So we saw like, I went to go see
Hateful Eight. If they did the Hateful Eight there.
I went to go see the Hateful Eight as one, it was one of the limited places. And we went to go see Logan Noir. It's the only time I've seen the movie, and we waited, and it was black and white. It was great. It was fun. It was a great experience.
Kyle had to sit there while I cried during Logan, so
boy.
It was pretty fantastic.
I've been there.
There's also like the Mad Max, the Chrome edition. Did you see Fury Road?
I have seen Fury Road. Actually, Fury Road was on TV last night in the hotel room, so I caught a little bit of it again. I thought it was great. I'm a big Mad Max fan. I love those films. There's a guy here walking around yesterday cosplaying as Master Blaster.
Yeah, and he won an award. We were at
that
the cosplay.
That was fantastic. That was so cool. I'm slowly working my way into the older generation. I find there's a lot coming in new below me, and that's sort of a humbling fact as I approach middle age. That it's like, oh my god, it's like a football player. It's like you're old for nerd years, and I'm like, oh god.
My last question.
Sure.
I ask everybody, who's your favorite X-Men?
I mean, I'm going to say Wolverine, but I have a very, very long-winded explanation that I won't say. First of all, this is a podcast, so you can't see me, but I'm 5'6", and I used to be a professional actor for a couple years, and I had a career in Shakespeare playing all of the young, angry characters. So I enjoy Wolverine's narrative. I've also been a huge fan of Colossus. I think since the year 2000, Colossus' storyline has grown
tremendously.
It was right after his sister died, and he went over to Magneto.
I love this guy.
Yeah,
I can actually talk about X-Men with somebody.
Yeah. Well, we were that generation. We grew up. When I grew up, X-Men was the thing because we were teenagers. In the same way that like sidekicks were the thing for kids in the 60s.
Yeah.
X-Men was what we connected to. If you felt weird, if you felt different, you went to X-Men. And I was always a Wolverine fan. I was always a Colossus fan because I thought his story was so grounded and real. When everyone else was dealing with really sort of extraordinary issues, I felt like Colossus' problems were very relatable to the real world.
I hated Cyclops.
I just can't stand Cyclops. I can't stand Cyclops.
I love Cyclops. Jean is my favorite. Always love Jean Grey.
Yep.
But Cyclops, he's my dude. I can't. You know?
I'm glad that they've corrupted him in the comics these days. I think it's been a very natural and poetically just turn of events, and screw him.
I don't know, this interview's over. This is done. Well, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure talking to you guys.